All the Way to Summer, written by Fiona Kidman and read by Heather Bolton. A few years ago, I met a young man who, had I been a younger woman, I might have considered to be romantically inclined towards me. As it was, he was looking for someone to listen to his troubles. He chose me because I had told him a dramatic story in a bar in Banff about a night when I raced across a darkened countryside in a state of blind panic, totally lost in a place I knew well, looking for and continually missing the road that would have led to the side of a woman I loved who was dying. Although this happened on the other side of the world from Canada, I think he was struck by the immediacy of the way I told the story. "It'll tell this as if it happened quite recently," he said. "Well, it's 10 days ago now." 10 days? He looked as if he had been stung, as if something had brushed past that was too close for comfort. All the intimations of mortality that people entertain when they are in some sort of difficulties of their own. I was with a group of writers who had just swum under the stars at an elegant resort spa, where the sudden presence of an uninhibited group was clearly viewed by the other bathers as an intrusion. We were hot and rosy and flushed with the steam and the conversations that happen when new friendships are developing. "Let's have a drink," we all said to each other, but by the time we found a bar open, we'd all gone off the idea and drank coffee instead, knowing we would keep ourselves awake, but needing to be alert because we had so many revelations to make to each other. Much later in the evening, the young man and I walked back to where we were staying, arm in arm in the starlight, peeling away from the others in the group. He was dark, with stealthy fingers that rested on my inner arm. We had been told to watch out for rutting elks that might charge us if they were disturbed. Elks have rights over humans in Banff. They walk down the middle of the streets while motorists wait, and they walk through gardens and backyards. The previous week, I had been on another tour, back home in New Zealand. In case this sounds like coincidence, I should say that this is how writers earn much of their keep. They go from one place to another, talking about their work to whoever will listen, while booksellers stand behind a little table and exhort the audience to buy books. It's not as bad as it sounds. Some of the best days of my life have been spent in halls and libraries and rooms set aside in old country pubs, talking to people who love books the way I do. I would go even if it were not a necessity, although that once I would rather have just sat with my aunt.